Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You got a brother balling, so always have games to check out. Unfortunately, no overlap over the last 2 days. We're both off, but... Yeah.
Hey, where's your brother playing?
He's in Memphis.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep.
Gets the outlet to Pat Spencer, who looks back to the bench. Spencer on Spencer. They both grinning at each other. Pat Spencer's backing him down. He's backing him down with three. He takes a shot over his brother. Can't find the range. And the rebound to Coward, who heaves it down the floor. And that's it. 131-118 is your final.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Of course, Pat Spencer's brother, Cam, a member of the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah. One thing.
He has another brother.
Don't be afraid to, you know, peruse other teams' rosters to know who's playing for them.
I remember that special moment. It was my, why do they call Bird Bird? Why? Because he looked like a bird. Yeah. I was trying to do too much, and I got caught up in that family, and I was talking about the third brother. That's what I know you and Evan won't believe me.
No, I don't.
Evan.
You know who else doesn't believe you?
No, Evan looked like he, I'm on to something with E. Like, I was thinking about the other brother.
You're on to the fact that you're right. I don't believe you.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry for laughing.
Loveman text me.
Zucci?
No, what did he say?
Cousin Goo.
My man.
I love you. I can't do it.
Well, I could bring it up if you can't.
Yeah, why don't you do it?
8 years together, you can read it.
All right, stop and think about some of the questions you're asking. You shoot from the hip too much sometimes, and this is why you end up reacting to new information, also known as eating your words.
No.
Zucci.
Oh, that's our guy.
It is.
Now, what's he talking about?
Good nature.
Expecting or thinking about Butler was going to do more?
I don't know. Probably most of what you said.
Please. You'd be in Johnny Cochran for the Horford signing. That's the, like Seinfeld, and they title their episodes. That's what today's show is about.
About what?
You defending Horford when you know
I will defend
a
Horford.
Third center.
I will defend Horford when he's getting an unfair amount of the criticism because people are afraid to criticize the more important players on the team.
He's too old.
No, I agree
he's
with
Priest.
You. I'm worried.
No, I am too, seriously.
All right, let's go to, by the way, Jeff Kent was on with the morning roast, and we were going to play it earlier in the show, but it just didn't fit, but we're going to play, this is a great interview with Shasky and Spadoni.
He was Jeff Kent Unplugged.
We're going to play that at
Good job, fellas.
118 next break.
Yep.
And it's really good. In the meantime, let's go to Big Smoothie. Big Smooth's in Oakland.
Smooth.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Good afternoon to you.
Same to you.
Back at you.
So I was driving the caddy.
Uh-oh.
And I'm hearing Goo talk about who's better, Spencer or Pods.
Yeah.
And I would change the question to who's better for the Warriors, right?
I like that.
I had a cup of coffee overseas. Everybody in the NBA is really good, really good. So it's not a matter of talent. Everybody's talented. But for the Warriors, I would say Pat Spencer. Like, for example, if you were to say, whose presence will we miss the most right now? I would say we would miss Spencer.
Mm.
Because, and just, I think you said it, Steiny, it sure doesn't seem like Pods is shooting that percentage.
I know.
To me, every time he shoots, it's like it's a miss. And when he makes it, I kind of go, oh, wow, he made that. So we have to check those numbers, man. It seems like his shooting percentage is lower than that. And something else I want to add. I said this before. I looked into it. Bobby Portis' contract, he's making $44 million. If we can snatch up Bobby Portis,
man,
I think we really have components. We don't have to go get the big dog. We don't have to get Giannis to gut our team. But, shoot, Milwaukee's about to start – they're about to start stripping everything down to the parts anyway.
Yeah.
Bobby Portis' contract is very doable.
Is that 2 years?
Just keep that.
Is that 2 and 44, I got to imagine?
2 and 44, right. Right. Yeah. Pods is a hometown guy. I'm just saying.
I got you.
Saying, he's got Milwaukee ties.
When a young kid comes back to Milwaukee and makes well, I think that's a good storyline.
Pods and Kuminga for Bobby Portis.
Hey, Big Smoothie, since we're talking bigs and before you leave, can you just give us your initial assessment when the Al Horford signing came? I didn't like it from then. I was giving it a chance. Sciatica or whatever, arthritis, I hate it. What have you thought about it?
Well, first of all, I have sciatica, so he shouldn't be having it. But listen, that signing to me is for the playoffs. I think we can't judge that yet. That signing is for the playoffs. Al Horford plays the – I don't know, if you go back in YouTube last year, Giannis dunked on him and he fell.
Yeah.
You know what he did? I always respect him. He got up and he took it to the baseline and yacked it on Giannis and then got in his face. That was this last year.
Okay.
It's not 3 years ago. Giannis, I think that signing was for the playoffs. We got to remember, it's about the playoffs.
And we got to get there too, Smoovy. We got to get there. We got to get there too.
You got to stack up as many wins as possible. That's where the young people come in. That's why now is a good time. And then when the playoffs come, we turn it over to the vets.
Yeah. Thanks, Big Smooth. Appreciate the call.
Bobby Porter. I'd go pick him up. It's not even, you know that.
I know. But would you include picks for Bobby Portis? Is he good enough to include future picks? I was saying this.
I would attach one.
I was thinking about this. Am I the only one out there that it's 2025 and the Warriors have their picks for the most part? Am I the only one who would weigh just as evenly getting some picks as opposed to giving some picks? Like, if, okay, here's what, Kuminga, for example. I don't think you're getting anything for him anymore. So I don't think you're going to get a player that's really going to help you.
Are you going to get any like picks worth a damn?
That's my point, is I would be more likely to want to trade a guy or two and get a pick or two coming back than make a trade for a Hail Mary where you give up two, let's say, two or three future first round picks. And here's the thing that I don't subscribe to. Well, that's giving up on Steph Curry. I don't think it is. Like, holding on to Kuminga is not, it's not the best thing to do for the team. And if you can't get a player in here who can help, then go get a pick.
But the ideology,
even if it's protected,
and what Kuminga was supposed to mean is right now, in the right now, the present.
But he's a zero.
Right. So we can't, I want something back that could possibly give us better impact right now, the microwave part.
But what if I'm telling you right now, that ain't happening because, okay, is what team out there would give up a proven productive player of any kind for Jonathan Kuminga? A proven productive player.
All right, I know this. Zubac is older than Kuminga. But if somehow this thing got so funky in L.A. and they're looking at a 23-year-old, like, we'll roll the dice and that'll be something better than we even got in our cabinet. What if somehow you could get frisky and get a guy like that back and maybe have to package another guy and some picks? Like, are you telling me, Goo, don't even dream like that?
I think that
the Clippers have nothing towards the future. Nothing.
So,
and Kelsey told us.
Why would they want a player that the Warriors have no interest in for their future?
The same reason, and now this is going to be crazy. I'm not comparing Jimmy and Butler, Jimmy and Kuminga, but the same reason Miami wanted Jimmy gone and the Warriors look at him as a treasure or looked at him as a treasure. Just sometimes the situation.
I could be wrong, but the reality to me is Zubats and Kuminga. Man. Are not on the same level. Kuminga is not on Zubats's level.
No, no doubt.
Okay.
But well, how could I put together a package where Kuminga's so a part
of
it?
Are you giving up future first for Zubats?
I would.
Oh, I'm out on that.
Evan, would you be out on that?
I think Zubats is the type of guy.
I love him.
If things weren't perfect here with Curry and Butler, he'd be your center on a team that's not very good.
Well, then I wouldn't make the move if I didn't think he would be a difference maker. Like, I would hope that it's perfect. Like, I'm making the move predicated on it being perfect.
I guess what? Like, here's. Go ahead, Evan. Yeah. Weigh in.
I don't know why the Clippers would want to trade him. But
me neither. It's
it's because he is good. I think he is an impact player. And I actually think if there weren't as many guys on the Clippers who need the ball, he could probably do more.
He is just everything he does, man.
I mean, when I look at the teams that we talk about a lot, the Pelicans and the Clippers, oh, they're going to break it up. All right, well, why would you go after the guy who clearly on that particular team is their best contract and their best asset? Like,
the problem is
Harden, it's Kawhi, it's all the other guys. It's not Zubats making 20. That's a good value. Like, Trey Murphy's a great value. So
take him
that's
too.
The guy. Right, but...
Yeah, I know.
Why would you trade? Like, it would be like, who do the Warriors have on a great deal?
Moses Moody?
I was going to say him, but Stoney doesn't think...
I think that's a... It's.
You think he's overpaid?
It's about what he's worth, probably, in this NBA.
But go ahead. I get the sentiment. Part of sales, Stoney, if you're trying to sell something or go Arsenio Hall and get busy, is you got to make the calls. And who knew that Christian McCaffrey was going to be a 49er? But there's different circumstances with that, you know, relationships. But you never know until you ask.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Coming up in 15 minutes, we're going to...
Jeff Kent.
We're going to listen to Jeff Kent. He was on with the Morning Roast. He's the newly inducted member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he was just absolutely terrific with Shasky and Spadoni this morning. We got to play that for you. In the meantime, let's go to Daryl in Alameda. Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
Man, good afternoon, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
This Kuminga thing, I know I'm beating a dead horse, but you guys are so off track. And I'm putting it on 95.7 The Game as a whole. Sometimes you got to look past the player and examine, hey, are the coaching staff developing our people? Name one player since Curry has been there that they drafted and developed.
I'll name one, though, but I get Jordan Poole.
One.
Jordan Poole.
No, no, I beg to differ. This is why. Jordan Poole came in with attitude, and he wanted to get paid, and he wanted to be good. And they were literally, his talent was weighing out to where they couldn't pull him off the floor, even when he was pissing off his teammates. And then your screener was saying, well, couldn't you say that about the other guys? Everybody isn't the same. So you have one person that developed, right? Name someone else.
All right. Well, let's...
Anybody else. Who else?
All right. I'm going to do that. I'm looking at their draft picks. So when did Steve Kerr come? He came in 14?
Yeah.
14, 15?
Yeah, won it.
All right. So I'll just go through their drafts. 2015 is Kevon Looney. That's got to be a plus.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I thought that was before. Go ahead.
But no, you're going to be right most of the time. Damian Jones was a 30th pick in the draft. Jacob Evans, 28.
No. Okay.
Jordan Poole, Eric Paschal. James Wiseman, Nico Mannion, Justinian Jessup.
Yikes.
Kuminga and Moody. Patrick Baldwin Jr., Guy Santos. Pajemski, Post. And that's about it.
Ooh.
Okay. Now, guys, I'm not putting it on Kerr, but he's also the person that developed, that brought in his coaching staff, right? If you can't name more than two players in the time that Kerr has been, maybe you should start examining the coaching, their development team, because it's absolutely ridiculous that you have Jonathan Kuminga, who's oozing super athleticism. Let me put it this way. Remember you guys were saying, well, he needs to play within the system. He needs to acquiesce. And he did, right?
Mm-hmm.
He started off the season well.
Right.
What, ask yourselves, what happened? Why did he go out of the rotation? He didn't do anything that was, like, wrong, right?
But a couple of times he got hurt.
I mean, appreciate the call, Daryl. Yeah. I mean, I think Steve Kerr would say a couple times
he got hurt, though, too, Stoney.
Last year, mainly. What Steve Kerr would say. He would say this about Kuminga.
He's obviously a guy with a lot of ambition, which I love. He wants to be a star. He's got the ability that, you know, that gives him that hope and gives us that hope. But there has to be a, you know, consistent level of play in order to achieve that. And, you know, you've seen Jimmy really take him under his wing this year. And I love that what the veteran players have done, Draymond and Steph, and, you know, they're all really fighting for him and in his corner. So the potential is there. But it's there has to be a level of consistency, especially at this level. I mean, we're talking about the best basketball league in the world, and so the consistency has to be there for us. You know, if it's not there, then it makes it much more difficult for me to give him consistent minutes and give him starts. So that's what we're asking for, is a more consistent level of production.
I got to tell you this. I mean, it's not like we don't know why Kerr isn't playing Kuminga. We might disagree with it, but we know what his reasons are.
Oh, man. And like I mentioned to you at the start of the show, not odd, but it's obvious where this thing is going. He's being more candid than ever, right?
Yeah, he's been candid, I think, for the last couple of years.
And to be honest, even in the summer when he said JK hadn't been around, I remember I was driving up to Walmart, and he was on with Willard and Dibbs. He goes, you know, JK hadn't been around in the past summers. And he didn't mean anything by it, but it played like Jay's doing things that aren't in tune with the team.
And we just overlook it. Or do we? Or whose fault is it that we got here? I mean, we've been over it
Yeah, real quick. This was a throwaway line. And Kerr said nothing wrong. But to me, when I hear... Yeah, the guy wants to be a star. Well, who doesn't?
Well, that,
you know what I mean?
He's different. Like, I mean, this is where you got to take a guy. Like, he used the word ambition. He's got a lot of ambition. Okay, what does that mean? He wants to be a star, but so does everybody.
He's not doing everything. Exactly.
He's not paying the price.
Exactly.
Okay, well.
Exactly.
There it is. Like, when you say he's got a lot of ambition, what I hear is he thinks he's better than he is. We can translate for coaches that want to sugarcoat.
What does Fridell mean by go ahead?
I got a big problem. Yeah. Not big problem, but I got to tell you, the one thing that I think is unfair is when you say during the Kerr era, they haven't developed anyone.
They were a dynasty, man.
Okay. So, first of all, it's hard to develop guys when you're picking 30, 28, 28. Then they had the big misses. 7, 14, and 2.
Those hurt. Oh, my goodness.
But, again, for the 8 millionth time, when your entire organization is all about Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Bogut, Livingston, Porter, Bielitsa, JaVale McGee. Who am I forgetting? David West. When your entire focus is on veteran players, and that's the direction we all knew they were going, they're not going to be able to develop players because there's no playing time for them. So you can get mad at the Warriors for not developing players. I think you got to get upset with the whole strategy then, where they didn't put any emphasis on young players because it's who they were. And quite frankly, nobody really seemed to care when they weren't developing players in 2017 or 18. Mm.
So, and much as I love Bob, and that's my guy, our guy, a lot of what you mentioned, Stoney, was like, yeah, those dudes were out the league, man.
Antonio's in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Pretty solid, man.
Good.
Yeah, I do agree with you as far as like maybe trade Kuminga for like a draft pick, you know, get something back for that. I'm with you on that. You know, Pat Spencer has outplayed Pozinski. It kind of reminds me of the 49ers running back situation. You know, like they always, it seems like the lesser drafted running back, like sixth round pick, always outplays the third round pick, you know, for some reason, kind of like that, similar. But as far as like Bobby Portis, the other callers say, yeah, I'm definitely down with that. Of course, I want the Greek Freak. We got to gut the roster, whatever the case may be. But it's like, man, you know, I agree with the other caller though, man. Like, yeah, we haven't really developed nobody, man. Wiseman, come on, man. They drafted that because of need. I was screaming at the TV, Tyrese Halliburton. You don't think Tyrese Halliburton could have got playing time in the Warriors, especially with Klay Thompson injured his knee? Come on now, man. He could have played with Steph. Steph don't need the ball like that. If Steph needed the ball, he was a ball-dominant player, then yeah. But come on, man. Tyrese Halliburton could have won right at a point, this and that, and the third, man. And then you know, Franz Wagner, of course, right after Kuminga. Draymond Green could have been the sixth man. He would have been the sixth man of the year to finish out his career, man. He would have took over Draymond's spot, man. But at the end of the day, we're right in the middle. And you don't want to be right in the middle. You want to be, what, either lousy or great, right? So we're right in the middle right now. And Al Horford, I'm not really, I'm not bashing him or nothing, you know. He's a veteran. You know, we do got to get to the playoffs. But, you know, of course his high IQ is going to be needed in the playoffs. But at the end of the day, man, we just got to make a trade somehow, some way. But I'm down with the draft picks, Steiny. We got to get one.
Gotcha. Thanks, Antonio. Appreciate the call.
He was Steiny, screaming for
can you say we developed Andrew Wiggins?
No. You put it, I mean.
He was the best version of himself when he was here.
There's no doubt. Okay. So that culture, you could check one off for that. But as far as changing his diapers and doing all that stuff.
I'm just saying, he became more of a complete player here than he ever was anywhere else.
He was an all-star here.
Exactly. But you won't. I mean, it's fair. It's a fair question to ask. I mean, I don't think they'd get credit for
it. I'm trying to think of
Wiggins.
a parenting analogy, but I can't. So I won't.
Okay.
Shouldn't have said it.
I think that's what Zucci was talking about. Keep some stuff in your holster.
I always have something in my holster. Like you did today, defending
phrasing.
Yeah, and Antonio backed me up. Think about that for a minute. Antonio's the most optimistic Bay Area sports fan we have, and he and I agree on Horford. We look at the positive.
All right, I'll give you that, but I do have to say something. Evan wasn't around these days, but before that draft with Wiseman, we were doing remote radio, and I'll never forget every day looking in my backyard as we do the shows, you kept saying draft the best player because you didn't know what Wiseman was going to be. So that's why I just double back on, I get it, Stani. All the other teams didn't have the foresight to draft Tyrese. But had you, just think where they would be. I don't think his growth would have been stunted.
Why?
Okay, but what if he turned out to be what he is now?
Then they'd be in good shape.
And play the ball forever.
But we can't do a show on what if they drafted Halliburton.
No, but it goes to the impact of missing on that pick.
Right, and I'm just telling you right now.
Like you lessen it because, everybody else missed on him. No, there was a diamond, a stud, and he's still a stud. He was on our TV in the finals last year. He helped Indiana.
Does every team lament that they didn't draft Draymond Green?
Now, that's – but – can we admit?
I mean, the Sacramento Kings drafted Halliburton and traded him.
Both those players are extremely different.
And like every time I tell you this.
Not a fair fight.
And again, when the Warriors had the Halliburton draft, they had two 35-minute per game guards in Steph and Clay, and they had Jordan Poole who was developing.
Yeah, but up until draft night, one of those guys was off the board when Clay got hurt. And Rector, when they got the call that Clay was messed up.
Well, I mean,
it would never be the same.
I mean, I don't know. Like, are the Charlotte Hornets saying, God, we could have had Halliburton? Are the Hawks saying we should have had like, when 10 teams pass on a guy, I usually don't hold it against the team.
But when you're light years, I'm just saying.
And when you have guards
when you're light years
like
ahead,
Steph, well, you're not. You're not
well,
light
you
years ahead. No, you weren't.
Sonny, you were.
You were light years ahead because you happened to stumble on to a franchise with Steph Curry. Like, that's why
but
we're here.
But how it fits,
Let's see how it fits without Steph.
But that's not upon us yet.
That's my point.
Right now, it looks bleak.
Like, I for the life of me, these people that say, like, oh, well, Joe Lacob's just going to do this, that, or the other thing. It's like, okay, well, let's see.
Well, he went out and got Jimmy. He's damn sure trying.
Right, you're 500.
One game over.
All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And coming up on the other side, we're going to play the Jeff Kent interview from earlier today. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.